Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Quote Sadh Guru Yagi Vasudev. The science of intelligence is that you are constantly wondering. Idiots are always that sure about every damn thing they are doing in their life. If you resist change, you resist life. When pain, misery, or anger happen, it is time to look within you, not around you. The fear is simply because you are not living with life. You are living in your mind. The planet is spinning on time, not a small event. All the galaxies are managing fine. The whole cosmos is doing great, but you have one nasty little thought crawling through your head, and it is a bad day. The problem is you are living in a psychological space that bears no connection with reality, and you are insecure because it can collapse at any moment. We are so insignificant. Everybody from us, in this huge galaxy, in this huge time, that had happened and so on. Every moment there are a million miracles happening around you, a flower blossoming, a bird tweeting, a bee humming, a raindrop falling, a snowflake wafting along the clear evening air. There is magic everywhere. If you learn how to live it, life is nothing short of a daily miracle. Einstein said, you can see everything logical or everything as a miracle. No? And I choose the second one, Albert Einstein said. No? Krishna says in the Gita, the worst crime in the world is indecision. If you think you are big, you become small. If you think you are nothing, you become unlimited. That's the beauty of being a human being. Everything that ever happened to you, you see, if you are nothing, then there's no resistance from the universe to go inside or from the Lord. And if you break and be the greatest, and mostly, I don't want to mention Trump again. I never have seen such an egocentric guy. No? He's just so stupid. No? You have to understand this. Humbleness is a card that wins always. Everything that ever happened to you, you experience right within you. What's inside is outside. Light and darkness, pain and pleasure, agony and ecstasy, all of it happened within you. If someone touches your hand right now, you may think you are experiencing their hand, but the fact of the matter is you are only experiencing a sensation in your hand, in your own hand. The whole experience is contained within. All human experience is 100% self-created. Makes sense, no? I'm not talking about you being a spectator. I'm talking about involvement. I'm talking about involving yourself into life in such a way that you dissolve into it. This means to being a spectator, this means to watch the things that happen inside and outside. Still, you are doing something, okay? Learning to listen is the essence of intelligent living. Sex is in the body is fine. Money in the wallet is fine. It's only a problem when they enter your mind. When I say spiritual, I'm talking about your beginning to experience that which is not physical. Once this spiritual dimension is alive, once you start experience yourself beyond the limitation of the physical and the mental, only then there is no such thing as fear. Fear is just the creation of an overactive and out of control mind. This is the art of meditation, to go beyond, okay? And then you can experience such things. No? Then your peace in mind, how you call it, and I experience different things than other people who are meditating. There is no unique experience in meditation. But something that we are beyond, this is when you get the right experience of meditation. If you think 100% logically, there is really no possibility of life. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.